Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Looks like we're back.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of Blind and Beyond radio show. This is not Michael. This is Sheila. And I am here with Lynn. And we hope everybody is enjoyed our first hour. Dave Steele was amazing.
He was amazing.
Everybody look him up. Blind Poet. Was it .com?
.net.
.net.
Yeah.
Blindpoet.net. He's got some amazing poetry and songs and books and just delightful. I really enjoyed listening to him.
And a good sport calling in from the UK at this hour.
Exactly. Well, like 5 hours ahead of us.
I believe so. Well, we have another good sport, but actually it's early there. We're the ones on the late end. So we'd like to welcome back. This gentleman has not been on our show for couple of years. So we'd like to welcome back Chad Allen. And Chad also happens to be blind, but he's an artist and a writer and a magician. Yes, he is
welcome
a magician.
Back, Chad Allen.
Welcome back, Chad Allen. And say hi to Sheila, our co-host tonight.
Hi, Chad. Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, Chad? This is Michael. Welcome back.
And he's on the Pacific Coast side.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you on the show.
You're welcome. So, Chad, what is a multidisciplinary artist and writer? Multidisciplinary.
I have explored many different art forms in my lifetime. I was a competitive tap dancer as a child. When I was living in Rhode Island, I used to frequent art studios by students at RISD. And I would learn how to use charcoal and paint and sculpture and all that different kinds of art forms, mostly still life. I also went to Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design for a year and did fine art there. As I mentioned, I am a writer. I wrote a comic book in 2019 that had appeared in the Exploratorium Museum up in San Francisco. And I am also a performing magician. I performed on Penn & Teller's Fool Us in 2020. And I am currently booked at the world famous Magic Castle in Hollywood, California, where I will be performing 21 shows in 7 days.
Wow. Chad, before we explore your upcoming gig, what was the name of, I know what it is, but our listeners don't know the name of your audio comic that you created.
It's Unseen is the name of the comic. Mm-hmm. And then if you'd like to check out the website, it's unseencomic.com. So UNSEENCOMIC.com.
Can you just tell us a little bit about that just to get people the interest and they'll check it out?
Sure. The original idea was I wanted to make a comic book for blind people. Mm-hmm. I have retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay.
And as I was losing my vision, you have to kind of figure out a lot of things. So I was diagnosed at Mass Eye and Ear in 1988, I was 15 years old, but I did not get blindness training until I was 28 years old in 2001 at the Colorado Center for the Blind. So That was, I call it my Incredible Hulk years, because I just kind of wandered the earth angry and afraid and not knowing what the heck I was doing. I was lucky enough to land in Denver, and I was fortunate enough to learn about the Colorado Center. And, you know, but when you go through a training experience like that, you know, you're really looking for the fundamentals. Almost everyone that goes to a blindness rehabilitation program, the number one reason is travel, because if you can't get from point A to point B, that's tough. And so I learned travel with a long light white cane. I learned all the adaptive technology at the time. I learned Braille. I learned home management skills. But my love of art and my love of comics, you know, was kind of something that was, I didn't have really time to even consider how I might be able to revisit that again. And then when descriptive audio or descriptive video started coming into mainstream, and the first comic book movie that I ever watched that was fully accessible to me was the first Doctor Strange. And I remember having this very strong reaction when I was in the movie theater. I was at El Capitan and on Hollywood Boulevard, and I'm sitting in the theater and I'm next to my son and I'm eating popcorn and I got my headphones on and I'm listening to one of my favorite superheroes of all time. And it just was this rush of memory, and the description was great and the movie was great. And about 20 minutes in, I went, oh my goodness, I am experiencing a comic book again for the first time in years. And I wanted more. So there wasn't more, and I decided to make one. And it started off as just text in a Word document. And then eventually that turned into a, you know, a small, like low budget form of audio. And then eventually when I got accepted into the museum and I knew it was going to be on display, I pulled every favor that I have here in Los Angeles, whether it was magicians that were performing. A very famous magician by the name of Max Maven is one of the characters in my story. He recently passed away, so it's amazing to have him a part of that experience forever. A friend of mine, Patrick Culliton, who's one of the world premier Houdini historians, plays another character in my story. And then a very good friend of mine and a fantastic female magician, Misty Lee, plays the main character, Afsana, in the story. And it's about a blind assassin. So pretty cool stuff.
It really is. Wow. That's really something. So have you made any other audio comics since then? Or do you have at the time?
I have been mostly pitching ideas mm-hmm. to companies, and nobody has locked it in yet. So I am continuing to work on that. I'm continuing to develop other stories. But yeah, the pandemic was a very strange experience for all of us. And, you know, now with the strike happening in Hollywood with the actors and the writers, it's even a little more difficult. So, you know, this is the nice thing about being multidisciplinary.
Right.
You know, I can focus now on the live performances instead of the, you know, the multimedia storytelling. And, you know, it's been great. It's been great to be back in a theater. It's been great to be in front of audiences again and share my magic with everyone. I'm very, very happy.
If anybody out there has any questions for Chad, please call 407-894-1680.
Chad?
Yes, sir.
Chad, this is Michael. We have something in common besides being blind. My wife doesn't know this, that I was a tap dancer when I was a kid.
You're kidding.
No, I was a tap dancer. And I, when I went through elementary school I danced on the school dancing, and I did tap dancing, and then I did jazz, but I did a lot of tap dancing for years.
That's not easy to do, tap dancing.
Yep.
Didn't Desiree took up tap dancing?
Yep, also, yep. Daughter. Our daughter took up tap dancing, but I did it for years. So
that I love it. I even love it to this day. I still have shoes that fit me.
Is that right?
I did perform, I want to say it was 2011. I performed on stage a tap routine where I did magic and tap dancing at a burlesque festival. And I was variety entertainment between the burlesque acts, and it was pretty great.
I'll bet. That would be awesome.
Tell us about your magic.
That's, if anybody else wants to call in,
hear about the magic.
Anybody wants to call in, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Any questions? Now's the time to call in.
Yep.
And ask Chad whatever you would like. 407-894-1680.
So about your magic, Chad.
Yep. We want to hear about the magic.
Sure. So I started. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. There we go. I started performing magic and calling myself a magician in 1995. I was working at a toy store in Denver, Colorado, and I was selling Dungeons and Dragons because I used to play that a lot as a kid. So hence all the storytelling stuff. And they had a magic counter, but they had no magician. And I was only hired for a season. And so I convinced them to keep me on through Christmas if I learned how to do the magic. And so I'd take home a trick, I'd learn how to do it, and then I'd come back and I would perform it. And then I would sell out of that trick. And then I couldn't do any more magic. So I had to take another trick home and I had to learn that one. And slowly that evolved into me hanging out with professional magicians. And that was a very fun time. But, you know, I really didn't understand what magic was. And it wasn't until I found my mentor, a guy by the name of Jamie Ian Swiss, who's probably one of the most prolific writers of magic books in the late 20th century and early 21st century. He and I had a really interesting evening together. I wanted to read his book, but a lot of magic books are not accessible because magic books are, you know, it's considered a cottage industry. So sometimes they'll run like 3,500 copies or something like that. And that'll be it because they're really for collectors and, you know, the workers that want this material, but it's not something that's typically readily available. And he eventually let me have a digital copy. I bought it from him at a discounted rate since he didn't have to pay the print cost. And we ended up closing the bar at the Magic Castle that night because we just kept talking and talking about magic. And he was so fascinated with what I was trying to do. At the end of the night, he said, "Look, if you're ever looking for a mentor, I would love to do that with you." And, you know, I thought about it and eventually I called him up and we started. And he said, "Okay, what we're going to do is you have all your magic right now in a big trunk." He said, "But it's in there all over the place. We're going to take it all out. We're going to look at every single thing and we're going to put it back in. And we're going to put it neatly back in. And when we put it back in there, it's going to stay that way." And so from that, I basically unlearned everything that I learned at the magic shop and then started learning the real work, is what they call it in the world of magic. And that's where my writing became very serious. I was a history major in college, so I did a lot of writing. But writing dialogue for yourself, I think, is probably the hardest thing in the world to do, because it's very difficult to sound like you on paper. So through that and choosing magic that I wanted to perform and then filtering it through the character, which is just a heightened sense of myself, but because I am a blind magician,
Chad,
obviously,
I have to interrupt you. We have to go to break. So
okay.
Keep your thoughts. We'll hold
all
you
right.
over.
To be
and
continued.
We'll come back from the break. You'll discuss more.
And we do have a caller. So when we come back, we've got a question for you.
Come back. And then we'll come back with the caller.
And Chad's thought.
And Chad's thought. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Catch you on the other side of the break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Phone number to call in after the break is 407-894-1680.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118. Or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Chad Allen. Chad, you there?
I am.
Well, welcome back. Well, do we have a caller for Chad?
I believe we do. Rodney from Orlando, Florida, I believe.
Chris, is he still there?
Rodney, you there?
Oh,
he's talking. Is that you, Rodney?
Is that you, Rodney?
He's good, Chief.
Can't hear
him. I can't hear him.
All right, we'll have to go back to Chad. Chris, we can't hear Rodney. Maybe you could hang up and call back, Rodney, if you have a question for Chad Allen, because we can't hear you. Or turn up the volume on your phone. And let's go back to Chad. So, Chad, before we so rudely interrupted you, what was your thought?
So basically, I started learning, you know, that performing magic, you know, it's not always just the trick. It's really like every other art form where it becomes self-expression. And so in my case as a blind magician, it's a very unique perspective to be able to filter my ideas through. You know, magic is typically considered something that is highly, highly visual. Same thing with graphic novels. And I just feel that we limit ourselves in what things are possible, you know, simply because we've been doing it one way or a particular way for so long. I see no reason why I can't enjoy comic books non-visually. I don't see any reason why I can't enjoy magic non-visually. It's just, we live, a friend of mine, a famous writer, her name is Leona Godin. She wrote a book called Their Plant Eyes. And she uses this phrase a lot. We live in an ocular-centric world. And to kind of break the traditions of that a little bit and say, hey, that's only one way to live. So I think that's what I try and do.
So Chad, when you do your magic, do you do audio description when you're doing your magic tricks?
When I perform magic for blind people, it's usually in a very specific situation. So I was on YouTube with Tommy Edison once, who has a YouTube video series about how blind people do certain things. And one of them was about magic. And that was a very interesting project because not only was I performing for someone that was blind and I myself was blind, but it also had to be a magic trick that was very visual because it was for video. Mm-hmm. And so I made a rope pass through his neck. And so most magicians, when they do that, they make it pass through their own neck, but I wanted him to feel it. And we were very, very successful in regards to that. When I'm at conventions, like National Federation of the Blind Convention, and I do magic in the halls, usually that's a one-on-one type experience. So I have not been in a theater where there was a large group of blind people witnessing or experiencing my magic yet. So until that need is there, I'm not exactly sure what I would do. I know what I do when I go watch magic shows. Most of the time, I will bring someone in and I will sit in the back of the theater and I will just like nudge them very ever so slightly to be like, what happened there? Why is the audience laughing or something like that to help me carry through what's theatrically happening in front of me. But the really good magicians I have learned over the years, because I've sat in many, many, many magic shows, is their dialogue, their patter, what they say, if it's done right, you almost don't need the information, because whether you know the person picked the four of hearts or not, sometimes really isn't all that relevant. You just want to know if they got it or they didn't, and how that journey happens. Right. So if I'm asking about something, it's more about, you know, what is he doing with his hands right now? Why did the audience go, ooh, you know, or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if the person is interesting, if the person is fun, if the person is structured his act in the traditional ways that make magic really great, most often I don't need the assist. I just can enjoy it.
Right. Wow. Rodney is back on the phone, guys.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, we got Rodney back on the phone line from Orlando, Florida. Rodney, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good, good. All right, you coming in a lot better this time around. You had a question for our guest caller Chad tonight, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, you got the floor.
Welcome back, Rodney.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Rodney. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question here. I want to put some put some stuff on the radio, and I want to know how much it would cost me to put it on, to put an ad on there.
Okay, Rodney. So listen, I'm going to put you on hold and we'll talk. You told me you had a question for Rodney, the guest caller. So hold on one moment. All right, Rodney?
Okay.
Thank you. Back to you, Lynn and Sheila.
Okay.
And
sorry about that, Chad.
You're
right.
Good.
Okay.
No worries. I want to know too.
Yeah. He wants to know how much it costs to advertise on the show. I don't know if he meant on WOKB or on the Blind Ambition.
Who knows?
Show.
Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
So, Chad, where do you normally do your magic when you do perform?
I mean, it's really anywhere. Private events. The Magic Castle has been my focus for the past couple months, to be honest. So they have a cellar theater where you can go in and you can kind of work on new material. Mm-hmm. And so to make sure that I'm doing everything the way that I want it to be done, I'll go and perform in there. I'm looking at a black box theater in Hollywood right now that I would like to have a permanent residency at. And then I'm also in the process of looking into a documentary or a reality TV show that might be able to feature me in some of the magic that I do. I'm also looking at college circuits for a stage show that I'm building right now. So it's really anywhere and everywhere.
Wow.
You know, there was someone online that, you know, was selling jewelry, and I inquired about whether they wanted their product to be featured in a magic trick. So it could be for something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, magic is kind of that everything thing.
That's
you definitely have to think outside the box.
Yeah, that's very creative. So tell us, before we say goodnight, tell us a little bit more about your upcoming event. You said it's a week long or 10 days?
Yeah, so there are several theaters inside the Magic Castle. The close-up gallery is really for the heavy hitters in magic. It is the premier space because it's, you know, probably, you know, 40 people maximum. Very small, very intimate. I have two people at the table sitting down with me, and there's a curtain behind me. And then there is all these amazing photos of the greatest magicians in the world that have ever performed there. So wow. I could tell you a bunch of names that you probably wouldn't know, but Di Vernon being one. They called him the professor. He was kind of the godfather of modern magic for the 20th century. He's known as the man that fooled Houdini. Albert Goshman, who was one of the greatest close-up magicians of all time, was an early resident of the Magic Castle, and they're all sitting there on the wall. And so I sit down, and I have, like I said, two people at the table, and it's right there. It's cards, it's coins, it's a paper bag, and I do a similar version of what I did on Penn and Teller with the knife at the end. So small props. But what I love is it's very intimate. It's almost like I imagine as if I invited everyone over to come to my house for dinner. And I'm sitting at the table and I'm sharing something that I care very much about with people before they go and have their meal. And so I get to talk to people in a very different way than when you would typically, you know, experience a stage show, right? You know, there's the fourth wall, as they say. And sometimes you can break that and you can get really personal and you can have people come up on stage and stuff like that. But like if somebody talks in the crowd while I'm performing, I can exchange, you know, with them. So, or sometimes they'll do things that I don't even expect or that are wonderful additions to the show that I'm not even doing. So I'll give you two examples. There was one woman in the crowd. She couldn't quite see something on the table. And so I was able to, you know, just be like, hey, you know, what is it that you can't see? And she was like, oh, I just don't see that card over there. And, you know, I could just like stop and take a breath and just, you know, offer up so that it's a nice relaxing experience for her. That's a really simple one. But there was another time where I was making a card disappear. And when I do it, I usually like cover they see the card and then I cover it with my hand. And then with a puff of air, I make it disappear. And I did it in such a way that I was close to the person on my right that was sitting at my table. And when I say, and with a puff of air, instead of me blowing on my hand, he leaned over and he blew on my hand. So he got to make the card disappear. And it was great.
That's fun. It's almost like a private workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just, we're just playing. We're just having fun. We're being back together again.
Well, we wish you luck and with the upcoming event. Can you would like to give out your website, Chad, before we say goodnight?
Sure, it's Chad.
Or you'll
Allen
be doing magic because we're going off the air soon.
Yeah, yeah. So ChadAllenMagic.com.
Magic to keep us on the air. Yeah.
Uh-huh. ChadAllenMagic.com. ChadAllenMagic.com. You'll find everything there.
Wonderful.
Say it again. Yeah. Do it again.
He did it fast like you do it, Michael.
Say it slower.
All right. ChadAllenMagic.com.
Terrific. Chad Allen, thank you so much.
We wish you a lot of luck with your week or 10-day adventure. I think it's probably going to be very entertaining for many people.
Well, if you're in LA,
I'm not. I'm in Florida.
Send me an email.
People on the West Coast, go see Chad Allen.
Exactly.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
You too,
we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we'll do the next trivia. Okay. Don't go away. We'll have a great trivia coming up. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSighteyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
You can't change the people in your life, but you can change the people in your life.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Well, a minute ago you heard Chad Allen, the musician. Now it's trivia time. This fellow here had some big hits. This song now was one of his hits. Tell me who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
It's a hard one.
407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
That you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to meet me again. It's just a matter of time. Go on. Go
on.
Until you.
Hey, I don't know what's going on tonight with all of this. This is not sounding good coming through the airwaves at all. But I do got callers calling in.
I don't know how they can figure out the song. Because
yeah, me so neither, because I can't even figure it out.
They're probably just doing speed dial, thinking, well, they'll get on and then they'll
407-894-1680. Let's see, who knows the song?
Gosh.
Who's singing the song? He has some big hits.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me get this phone. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and have a convo.
What did he say? Something about a combo.
Okay. Let's see. I'll tell you one thing. If next time I do a question, I'll be more specific.
It has to be more finite. It can't be.
Because I should have said, when we're talking about Gene Autry, because he ran the California Angels for many years. He was the CEO. And he ran the team for many years.
Oh, I just got
he wasn't just an owner. He was the person.
I just got a text from one of our listeners that the muse is coming through fine on the other end.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's the important end. It doesn't matter if we don't hear it, right, Sheila?
Exactly.
But it's frustrating that we can't hear it properly.
Well, you know, I'm not sure where he's getting the music from. I guess he's downloading it from YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Chris, does somebody know who it is?
The new caller, especially. That may be nice.
You know what? Yes.
The guy was famous. I'll tell you right now. He had big hits. This was one of them. Yeah, this was a top 10 record.
I found quite a few hits.
I just thought of something. He has something in common with the show.
So the person you want them to guess?
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm. Wow, there must be a lot of callers on the line for this song, Michael. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, one of our, I know that you know Jerry Idler. He is also in the hospital, not doing well. So,
yeah, I read that. Yep.
He just was taken to the emergency room today.
Oh, wow.
All right. So I'm back. I'm sorry.
Give him in your prayers.
We will.
Who are we talking about?
One of our listeners. Friends.
Do you have any callers for this song?
Okay, yeah, I have three callers on the phone line.
Any new callers?
No new callers. All right. So our first caller that called in, his name was Ernie. Ernie said, "I know I don't qualify. I just won not too long ago, but I got the answer, and here it is." So
he just won, Ernie.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. So he told me, he said, here's the answer, and I'm hanging up. And he said, blah, 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 and hung up the phone.
Right. Ernest, I believe, is the one that was in rehab a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Well, at least he's out of rehab and listening to the show.
All right. And then the next person I got on the phone is our good friend, Wellington, Florida, Tony. And then, of course, I got our good friend all the way from the hills of Ocala, the one and only the Reverend Dr. Charles.
Charles. Stand corrected. He's listening.
Yeah, you do, Lynn.
And yeah, then, I stand corrected.
Lynn said he wasn't listening.
Oh, so wait a minute. Belated happy birthday, Charles.
Yeah, happy birthday, early. Charles.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's early.
And then Paul from New Jersey called back and said, I got the answer. And then, of course, our good friend Carter is in the building, and he said he know the answer. He said, do you want him to call in on the phone, or he could just tell you over the airwaves?
So Tony was second.
Right. Tony came in number two.
Okay, so let's hear from Tony.
All righty, so we're going to Wellington, Florida, the one and only Tony. How you doing, Tony?
Pardon me?
Go ahead, Tony. You got the floor. How you doing today?
I can't hear you too well, but it's Brooke Benton singing the song.
Wow.
100% right. 100% right. Brooke Benton. What he had.
You sound all garbled.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My music coming in, girl. I got you. So you won a $10. You won a $10 gift card to where, Michael?
Blind.
No, that's the name of the show.
I can't hear you. Was that right?
A company called Subway. Subway. $10 gift card coming your way, Tony.
Yes, Tony. You were right. That's the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
And you
what
gotta,
Brooke Benton had in common with Blind and Beyond, Brooke Benton, BB. Blind and Beyond. Brooke Benton. Both had BB.
Oh, that's reaching
that's
deep.
That's the connection. Oh, BB.
That's reaching deep.
Yeah, I was
BB.
The reason I said belated happy birthday to Charles because I put it in my show book to say it on Sunday. Is he still on the line?
Yes, he is. Yes, he
well,
is.
All right. Charles.
All Reverend right. So let's talk to Charles because Charles is on the phone line. Okay. If you know anything about Charles, it's going to come in deep.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
We didn't say congratulations to Tony for getting.
He knows.
Charles Brooks, you're online.
Yeah.
There he is.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
Wait, Charles, you got to step away. You got to step away from your radio, Charles. Step away from the radio. Oh. All right, so, hey, Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, look, happy birthday going out to you, and definitely to you.
But it's not time yet.
Well, it's coming up real soon, right?
Yeah, it's coming up.
So you're not like me. You don't celebrate the whole month.
Nah, I haven't been celebrating all month, but, you know, what can I say? I'm enjoying it, though.
Good. All right, Mike, did you have anything that you want to say?
Just to say, how you doing, Charles?
I'll just say hello. The name of the song was It's a Matter, Just a Matter of Time.
Yeah, we got it. Somebody got it before you, Charles.
Sorry.
Sorry, Charles.
Somebody beat you to the punch.
Yeah, I know. Somebody else got it. There were two in front of me.
But Charles said it was a matter of time, 1959, and Brooke Benton. And you know, when he called out 1959, I had to stop and I caught a deep breath because you say that nowadays, everybody look at you like you was born when? You old.
Well, I was around in 1959.
Yeah, me too, Charles.
Me too.
Me too.
And Michael too. Yeah.
And say what? Yeah. Say what?
Say
all right, you guys have a good
All right, evening. Charles. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
All right. As a matter of fact, I want to take this moment to say we hope you join us next week with guest co-host none other than Charles Brooks. And joining us from the UK will be Robin Duda, and he will be telling us all about the Pen Friend labeling system, and our friend Peter Cucciavi, the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and also Dr. Rebecca Kammer will be calling in to tell us more about Samsara Vision and the concert. I can't
Can
say
I
it.
Do another
concerto
30
study. We don't have time. It's 8:54.
Oh, no. I was going to do a fast one.
Well, that's up to you, but I don't know how. So
I got a fast trivia. It's easy too.
How are they going to get through? It's 8:55.
I'm going to say something fast.
All right, there you go.
Here's a fast trivia.
I'm saying goodnight.
It's easy
now, just in case.
A guy named Yogi. I'm not saying his last name. Yogi is his first. That's his nickname, Yogi.
That's so easy.
And a guy really? Named Mickey. And a guy named Whitey.
Oh, geez.
Okay. What team do they play for? They all play one team at the same time. That's an easy one. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So that's an easy one. They all play for the same team at the same time.
Orlando Magic.
407-894-1680. Did you have a nice vacation, Chris?
He's busy answering the phones now that you put him to work.
Well, they couldn't have called that quickly.
I don't know.
Wow.
Some people have speed dial.
Well, Sheila, while we have time, thank you for joining us. It was so nice to have you back on track.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah. So 2 months. It's been, Mother's Day. That's a long time.
It's been a rough.
That's 3 months.
But it's been a rough 2 months. It's been hard, but I'm definitely getting there.
You are a trooper.
So what team did they play for? Whitey, Yogi, and Mickey?
Well, I know the answer.
You know the answer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know the answer.
Well, one of them lived. Oh, no, that was.
What time? You had a picture with one of them.
Yeah, that for sure. I remember that at the trade show. They said, do you want a sticker, a button, or you want to meet him and shake his hand? I said, hell,
well, yeah. I want to
handshake. And I ran upstairs. Duh. This was in Atlanta at the super show.
Duh. Yeah,
I have a beautiful picture of the two of us.
Awesome.
Yep.
And I am sorry about your kitty cat.
Thank you. We are too. Took her in. I thought they were going to help her get better, but it was too late. She was a happy camper. I mean, she was doing everything she normally did, but she was having
she was the most lovable breathing cat. She was the most lovable cat I ever had. Most lovable cat. Breathing,
she was fine.
It's amazing.
Well,
two disabled.
It's nice that even though she's sick, she was still happy at the end. So
yeah,
just got to think about it that way.
She know we loved her. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, all two of your disabled know that you love them.
You, I'm saying a human being. I'm saying she's human as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, she was a cat.
Was so
sorry.
Lovable.
she was a cat. Sorry,
she was
Michael.
A cat. I know. I know she's a cat. A cat. She was my baby. Yeah. I used to say my baby.
Yeah.
She got around great with three paws.
What's happening, Chris? It's 8:58. We got to say goodnight.
Can't believe nobody knows the answer to that one. No. Maybe they just turned the show off thinking there wasn't going to be any more.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anybody that knows baseball knows those three.
Mm. Well, of course.
All right. I'm sorry. What did I miss?
The trivia.
You had another trivia. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I just got off the phone with Paul and he gave me that answer, but then I see the phone line ringing again. Hold on 1 second.
Well, can he
yes,
win?
Paul can win.
Paul can win.
It's, we're going to go up the air.
So Paul's the winner.
Yeah, Paul's the winner. Good night, Sheila.
Paul's the winner.
Paul, he didn't say.
Well, no, it's not Paul this time. It's Charles calling back.
Well, who
I thought it was Paul.
Well, no, I was on the phone and I hung up with Paul because I had like three other calls that I was talking in at the same time when you asked the trivia that I missed in my right ear.
That's his birthday present. Charles is the winner.
Well, who said? I never heard anybody say on the air.
Well, nobody said anything over the air because I'm just patching Charles through. Now, Charles, you there?
Hurry.
I'm here.
Okay, Charles, so what? You know the answer to this trivia?
Yes.
Who is it?
The Yankees.
There you go.
100% right. The Yankees. The New York Yankees. Happy birthday. You just won yourself a $10 Subway. $10 gift card coming your way, Subway.
A finer gentleman.
Subway. The New York Yankees. Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, and Whitey Ford.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Love you. Take care. Good night, everybody.